Don't touch that dial, because there's nothing else on. You might just as well listen to Blondie. Blondie, rebroadcast for the servicemen and women of the United Nations, with Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake as Blondie and Dagwood Bumpstead, respectively. Before we join the Bumpsteads of Shady Lane Avenue, let's gather around the bandstand for curtain raiser from Lenny Kahn and his orchestra. Raise that curtain, Len.
Weekly visit with our neighbors, the Bumpsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. A little experience that has happened to most of you. If it hasn't, don't worry, someday it will. In the Bumpstead home this morning, it starts off this way. Blondie stands at the foot of the stairs and calls to the taxi.
Dagwood! Where you are? Come down and I'll tell you.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, my. Dagwood, I wasn't in that much of a hurry.
Are you really? That's not the question, Blondie. The question is, am I alive?
You're alive.
Oh, thank you. I had my doubts for a minute. Oh. Blondie, this is the last time. Cookie's got to stop leaving her toy scooter on the stairs. Unless she wants to get a new daddy.
Every day!
Calm down. I'm not going to gag you.
Calm down. I'll keep you in. Yeah, well, that's funny. Sometimes I think this whole house has been booby-trapped. Now, what did you want me for, Blondie?
Gagwood, there's a little drip in the cellar.
Is anyone I know? Friend of Alexander's, huh?
No, he's not a friend of our son's. Yes. I mean, there's a leak in one of the pipes. Quite a lot of water is going on the floor.
Oh, that's all right, Blondie. Don't you worry a bit. I'll fix it right away.
Oh, no, Dagwood. Please, don't fix it.
Why not?
Dagwood, we just can't afford to have you fix it.
Blondie, are you insinuating that I couldn't fix it?
Oh, no, Dagwood. I'm not insinuating that you couldn't fix it.
Yeah, that's it.
I know you couldn't fix it.
Now, look, Blondie, not be sensible about this. Would you rather pay a lot of money to a plumber or have me fix it?
I'd rather pay a lot of money to a plumber.
Well, I'm not going to discuss this with you anymore. I'm just going to go down in the cellar and look the situation over myself.
Oh, Dad, but I wouldn't go down there. The water might be all over the floor.
That's cool. I'm going down there and see. Hey, what's wrong with the basement light?
Don't you remember, dear? You fixed that yesterday.
Yeah.
It was fine until you fixed it.
Well, I guess I don't need the light anyway. I can practically see in the dark like a mole.
Like a mole?
Yeah, like a mole.
That's my husband. All right, here, you can investigate the mission.
Okay, are you coming down with me?
Oh, no, I'll wait here at the head of the studio.
Okay. You think it was difficult to fix the leak. There's nothing to it, but women always yell for plumber. They love to spend money. I'll have this fixed again. Oh, look, there's water on my step. Hey, it's slippery, too. Get out! Here I go! Call me a life preserver! Run! Blondie.
Oh, now, just a minute, dear. I'm trying to find a plumber in the phone book.
Blondie, I've looked all over upstairs, and I can't find any pants for me to wear. So what happened to all my pants?
Oh, that's right. I sent them all out to the cleaner. He was having a fit.
Well, I can't go to the office like I am now. I've got to wear pants.
Ah, those shorts you've got on are very cute, dear. I've always liked orange and green stripes with purple dots.
Yes. Well, never mind admiring my shorts. I like them. What am I going to do for my pants?
I can loan you some of mine.
Hey, oh, no, those would never do, Blondie.
I mean my flag.
Hey, oh, yes.
I've got a very nice pair with the red and green flag. Hey,
now, wouldn't I just look sucky?
Oh, you'd be alone.
It's all cut it out.
Oh, sure, it's coming. I think I'll call them up right now.
Hey, wait a minute. What about my pants?
Dad, what if I don't call a plumber pretty soon? The water will be so high you won't need anything.
Okay, go right ahead and neglect me. Go ahead.
I intend to, but just for a while.
But you really got a bargain at the cleaners.
Oh, I see. I saved 2 cents on each pair of pants, 1 cent on each leg. And they'll be back sometime next week.
Oh, fine.
He thinks.
Anything. Holy jeez.
Hello.
Oh, every day I gotta tell you something like this.
Look here, look at the morning papers, isn't it?
Huh?
Hello.
Good morning. This is the Claptrap Plumbing Company.
This is Mrs. Bumstead at 127 Teddy Lane Avenue.
Oh, yes. Are you one of our old customers, Mrs. Bumstead?
I don't believe you have done any work for us before.
Oh, that's bad.
What do you mean? Aren't you going to come right over? I've got a leak in the basement. There's water on the floor.
Now, you didn't really expect us to come right over and fix it, did you?
Why, of course I did.
Oh, well, you meet all kinds of people.
What do you mean by that? And just what kind of a plumber are you?
Now, look here, Mrs. Plumstead. You better not say anything to hurt my feelings or I'll never come.
Then when are you coming over here?
Just a minute. Now, look at my appointment book. I can give you Friday at 4:30.
What? Next Friday?
No, silly, the week after.
Oh. And just what am I supposed to do in the meantime? Tie the house down so it won't float away?
But I'll have my assistant send over some water weeds.
Goodbye. That's the most exasperating man I've ever talked to.
Good. I knew you'd find him someday.
What do you mean, Dad?
Well, up to now, you've always said I was the most exasperating man. Blondie, will you please tell me what he's going to do about my pants? I can't stand around in my shorts all day.
Oh, dear, there's the best door. I guess it's the grocery store. See you then, Dad, but I'm looking for something.
Yeah. Okay, a fine thing. All my pants at the cleaners, and I'm late for the office already, and now I'm opening doors for grocery boys. I'm coming! Stop carving that button!
Yes, you move the sort of fancy in your shorts.
Okay, bring the groceries in. How do you like that? Everything all over the floor.
What happened?
You didn't tell me the delivery boy was a girl.
Oh, I didn't. I guess I forgot.
Yeah, well, here are the groceries all over me. He just screamed and threw everything up in the air. Blondie, did you get a plumber?
No, not yet.
Well, why don't you just call Mr. Nuggles? He's our regular plumber, Blondie.
Well, I tried to call him, but it wasn't him. Oh, dear, and the way the water is pouring into that cellar.
Oh, holy smoke. Now it's the phone. That's the way it is always around this house. You get a little drip in the cellar and it turns the whole place into a madhouse.
Oh, God. Dagwood, calm down.
Yeah, I will calm down.
Dagwood.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Well, hello, Blondie. Is Dagwood there?
Hello, Mr. Gibbard. You want Dagwood, Mr. Gibbard?
No, but I have to talk to
him. You better tell him I'm not here.
Then Mr. Gibbard's out
there. I dare you to tell me he's not home.
Then you better not kill him.
Well, Mr. Gibbard, you see, I...
Blondie, tell Dagwood to be quiet so I can hear what you're saying.
That's it. Here you are, Dagwood. Mr.
Oh, Gina, now you put me on a spot. Hello, J.C., old boy.
Buckhead.
Yes, did I get something, sir, that's wrong, sir? Huh?
Something wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, no, of course not. Called up to see if you were perfectly comfy at home.
Oh, yes, I'm very comfy, thank you. Goodbye now.
Buckhead! Yeah. Don't you realize that you're exactly 1 hour and 15 minutes late to the office?
Well, I had thought about it.
That's
so sweet. Yes, but you see, we've got a grip in the house.
Never mind talking about yourself.
No, Mr. Gibbons. I mean, one of the pipes in the basement has sprung a leak and we're trying to get a plumber to fix it.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
But it so happens that there's a lot of work right up here at the office. You've got to get it out of the way.
Well, why don't you just bring it over to the house, Mr. Gibbard, and I'll do it here?
Or why don't I just do your work for you?
Oh, that's a swell idea. Why don't you?
Huh? Why, you're...
The blinding is choking.
Tell him to slap himself on the back.
Slap yourself on the back, Mr. Gibbard.
Okay. You get down to the office as fast as your skinny little legs can carry you.
Yeah, but Mr. Gibbard, I haven't got any pants.
Then put on a skirt.
I'll do nothing of the kind.
Why not?
Oh, just because my bodice would show. Now, goodbye, Mr. Gibbard. Oh, huh? Oh, my. Oh, maybe I should have done this. Hanging up on Mr. Gibbard is like committing suicide, only it's more dangerous.
Well, never mind, Dagwood. He's just got to keep calling around until we get summer.
Well, by that time, Mr. Gibbard will be pounding on the front door and ready to choke me. Mr. Gibbard is a sort of an amateur plumber, and maybe he can get in just a week, huh?
Hey, that's a great idea.
Oh, my, that's Mr. Gibbard, all right. I was afraid he'd be here.
Open that door.
Okay,
I know you're home.
Oh, I better open it, Dad.
You're fine. You're using a nice
move. Open this door before I bring it down. I'll give you a count of three. One.
Suppose you'd better open the door and just let him stay
alone.
All right, Casper.
Three. Get up.
Good morning, Mr. Gibbons.
Good morning.
Yes. You.
Just before you say anything, Mr. Gibbons, please just try and remember there's a lady present.
Hello, Mr. Gibbons.
Oh.
Please come right in.
Bumstead, you know what I think of you, and that's what I'm calling you mentally. Now help me up.
Okay, Casey, here, grab my hand. There we are.
What's the ridiculous get-up you're wearing?
Huh?
Take off the blanket. You look like Navajo Joe.
No. Navajo Ho.
Keep out of this. I brought you some pants.
Oh, you did? Yeah, well, just thank you, Mr. Gibbons. I'll go right upstairs and put them on.
Mr. Gibbons, do you know anything about Chubby?
Well, if I did, I'd be silly to tell you about it.
You know, I sort of thought you were one of those wonderful, intelligent men who could just look at all those types and things and know exactly what was wrong.
Oh, yes. Anyone with a mechanical bend could tell that much.
Really, Mr. Gibbons?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just bet you have a mechanical bend.
Why, certainly. Once, years ago, I put all the plumbing in one of our houses.
Oh, how perfectly amazing. But I suppose the plumbing in this house is too modern. Maybe you wouldn't understand it.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course I understand it.
Oh.
Just show me where the trouble is and I'll...
Right.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. No, you don't.
Oh, Mr. Gibbons.
Thought you had me for a minute, didn't you?
Oh, but Mr. Gibbons...
All right, Blondie, I will. I'll be delighted.
Oh,
you know, my time is very valuable. About $10 an hour.
Oh, Mr. Gibbons, I just don't think you're that smart.
I'm not. But that's my price.
Oh. Well, then I'm going out to find the plumber myself. Tell Dagwood not to do anything to the pipes before I come back.
Okay, Blondie.
And I won't be long to tell him not.
I'll tell him, but I can't promise that he'll stay here.
Okay.
Well, step on it. We're going to the office and get a little word done.
I've got to stay here with the plumber.
Which is more important to you? The job or the lease in your base?
Well, now let me think.
You can't think. The job is more important. We're going to the office right now.
Now, wait a minute. Where's Wandy?
He went out to get a plumber. She told me to tell you to stay here. Okay, I told you. Now I'm telling you to come along with me.
But, Mr. Gibbons, the water's getting higher in the basement.
My blood pressure's getting higher, too.
Oh, excuse me a minute. I'll see who it is.
Why?
Huh? Oh, hello.
Well. Hello. Oh, boy. Good looking and dumb. Yeah.
Was there something you wanted, Miss? What's so funny, huh?
You.
Well, won't you come in, Miss? Miss. Oh, Miss. I do. Mr. Gibbons?
Oh, no. My name is Vivian Oblivion. Ain't it awful? Hey, is this 127 Shady Lane Avenue?
Oh, that's right.
Well, I'm the plumber.
Well, I live in that. You mean to say that a little tiny thing like you is a plumber?
Well, I don't do all the work myself. I know that a great big man like you would be glad to help me.
Oh, you think so? I guess maybe I would.
Bumstead, she didn't mean you. She was looking at me. Weren't you, Miss Oblivion?
He's Mr. J.C. Diddick, president of the J.C. Diddick Construction Company, and he was just leaving.
Oh, I do so.
Well, of course not.
Now, you better run along, Mr. Diddick. You said that you've got a lot of work to do.
Hey, Bumstead, stop pushing me. There's no reason why we can't do that work right here, in these pleasant surroundings.
Now, okay then, Mr. Gittick, I'll take Miss O'Brien down to the basement and show her the trouble, and you stay here and sort of lay out the work for me.
Oh, no, no.
What?
You better attend to the plumbing first.
Well, what do you mean, we?
I mean little Miss Lily and I.
You look so strong and capable.
Oh. Now, you just say that to tease me.
Oh, Mr. Gittick, will you please stop talking like that to my plumber?
She's not your plumber. You talk like you owned her. If necessary, I can hire her to fix the leak in my basement.
You haven't got a leak in your basement.
I can arrange to have one.
Oh, maybe you both can help me. I'm not very strong, and I'd love to have two big, strong, handsome things like you helping me.
Uh-huh. I'm not so strong.
Oh, I'll bet you are. Let me feel your muscles.
Oh, well, I'm trying to kick the shoe. Go ahead. Yeah, okay, right here. You see it? It's like a rock.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah. Ouch! Oh, holy smokes. What a good you got. Just let us feel your muscles, J.C.
Okay.
Well, then, let her feel the padding in your throat.
Bumpkin. Stop blabbing out the details of my private life.
Well, anyway, I didn't tell her that you wear a tummy tuck in.
Never mind.
Oh, Mr. Bumpkin. Oh, I forgot to tell you.
What?
My time starts as soon as I leave this house, and I get 2 hours and a quarter an hour.
Oh, come on, let's
get to work on those pipes. Oh, well, sir, Mr. Gittick, you got to be here with Agnes.
Good. Oh, that husband of mine is harder to get your hands on than a dozen nylons. I didn't think the steel was more important to the war effort. I'd buy a pair of handcuffs and keep Julius always within striking distance.
Where are they, Blondie?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I suppose they're in the basement. Dagwood! Oh, that's funny. What was that? I hesitate to guess.
I'm quite sure I heard Julius' voice and a girl's voice. I'll fix that man.
Oh, now, Cora, don't do anything.
I'm going to take his ears and... Blondie, would you loan me your curling iron?
Oh, no, Cora, you've got to control yourself now. Just be calm, like I am. Don't go getting yourself all upset and angry.
Well, you'd be angry, too.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, Cora.
What was that?
Oh, nothing to be alarmed about. Just Dagwood's girl, I think.
Oh, Dagwood's girl. Control myself. Nothing. Get out of my way, Cora. Get your dying. I'm going to have a little talk with Mr.
Blondie, put down that whole tree.
Oh. Step aside, Cora. I'm fighting you.
What happened to the tears on the
mountain?
Did you find out what's going on?
Oh. Well, all right. I guess I did get sort of excited.
Yes, I was excited, too. The way you talked, you thought I was angry. Oh, hello, Blondie. And, oh, you too, Mrs. Gittick. Goodbye now.
Dagwood.
Well, I'll talk to you about it later, Blondie. I'm kind of busy now.
Dagwood Bumpkin, who is down in the basement right now?
Yes,
who is down in the basement right now? Oh, you want to know who is down in the basement right now? Mr. Gitter's in the plumber. I thought I heard giggling. That was the plumber.
That's quite a high voice for a plumber.
Well, plumbers have all sorts of voices. Blondie, deep voices and high voices and medium voices. And, well, this plumber just so happens to have a high voice. Ha! Ha! Ha!
Deadwood. What's going on down there? Is Julius tickling the plumber?
Oh, you guessed it.
I think I know what the situation is.
Oh, come back here. What's a little kid? I'll join the union.
Oh, my. This is a payoff.
Help! He's after me. Where's the door?
Yeah, the door's open.
Goodbye!
Zatterbum said, we can't let her go away, Mad.
Julia, she's a dither.
Holy smoke, my wife. Come on,
home. Holy smoke, my husband. I can't let him get away from me, even if he isn't very much. Julia!
Well, Dagwood.
Not so well, thank you.
Who was that girl?
Just this summer. You know, manpower, shortage and stuff.
Did she fix the leak?
No, she was just going back, to get some more tools.
Oh. Well, I fixed the leak. You can pay me what you would have had to pay her.
You fixed it, Granny?
Yes.
But you haven't been down in the basement at all day.
Dagwood, I just found out that last night you left the garden hose running in the flower bed by the basement window. Huh? It just naturally flooded the cellar. Now, $10, please, or you'll never hear the last of this.
Okay, Blondie, okay. See, there's no place like home. Absolutely no place.
The Bumsteads, as if you didn't know, will be back again in just a few moments. Right now, that man Lenny Kahn prepares to downbeat the orchestra for this sparkling selection. Well, sparkle, man.
From the plumber.
What for?
For $12.48.
We did? Mm-hmm. Well, let me see that bill.
Well, it says it's for checking main water pipe.
Hey, I did that for her.
And tightening hot water connection.
Mr. Dither did that. He didn't want her to get her little hands dirty, huh?
And checking boiler for leaks.
Hey, I did that for her. She was afraid of the dirty cobwebs.
So what I want to know is exactly what did she do?
Well, she held Mr. Gitter's hand.
That's all I wanted to know. We'll send the bill to him.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.